We're back.
Hey, y'all.
Kim and Mo. Mo and Kim.
Episode
25.
Oh, shit.
I know we're halfway through the season. I had to quiz Mo earlier, like, do you know what episode it is?
And I was like, you know I don't. And here we are.
Back again.
I'm proud of us.
Gone for a minute. Now we back with
high
the jump
five
off.
For consistency.
That was a literally weak-ass high five. There we go. I don't even think the freaking thing caught that. Hey, Mo.
Hey, Kim.
How you doing?
That's not what we say.
Oh, sorry. You ready? I was going to get there. Let me ask you, how you doing?
My fault.
Anyway, how are you?
I'm good.
That's good. I'm glad to hear it. Are you ready?
Hell yeah.
Theme music. That's usually because after you do that part, that's when I insert our theme
Where
music.
Where did you get theme music from?
Oh, I picked it up from this website.
Okay.
I searched for so long trying to find. I thought it was going to be the death of me.
Free theme music. Like,
I had to go to somebody else's like YouTube page and figure out, okay, like, what do they use for music? And then I went to see, and then I was like, oh, everybody uses this for music. I've actually heard our theme music on another video before. Yeah. But, I was just happy to find something that, you know, was, that worked, that fit, that sounded nice, you know. You listen to all our episodes. I don't. I mean, I do when I edit, but that's it.
I haven't recently.
No?
But when we first started, I was literally like back. As soon as we upload, like, I'm probably like the first listener. Like, as if I didn't just record it. That was crazy.
Okay, so why you start listening to us? You start liking us?
I don't even know. Get some laughs in because I know we're funny.
Actually, yeah. Sometimes I listen to the old episodes and I'm like, oh, we are kind of funny. God, I'm tired.
What you do?
Last night, I just I was doing some drinking, and I don't drink that much. Like, I really only drink when I go out, so I got a little lit, and I'm a little tired. I didn't go to bed. Like, I got home at a fairly decent hour. But I just was up. I don't know why. I just did not go to sleep till much, much later. So.
But you stay up late anyway.
Like, I do.
But
I
stay up.
Like the like
on
latest
like a regular
period.
Day.
On
yeah.
a regular. Oh, okay. On the average day, I probably go to bed about like including work and all that stuff. I probably go to bed at about 1. I try to be inside of the bed by 12. That normally does not happen. Sometimes I'm like going to the bed at 12, but then when I'm in the bed, like I'm laying there for at least 30 minutes just scrolling my phone, bullshitting.
So on the weekends, what time you wake up?
I actually wake up early because my body is just used to getting up so damn early now. Like 8, 9, like that's my sleeping
out.
Time. I wish you would join us.
I wish I could now because now I have a lot more shit that I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But still.
It's not. It's you know not what, me. Though? I've never. I mean, I probably have, but I didn't know them or probably just wasn't as close to them. I have never really known somebody who was a morning person like you. Like, Mo is through and through. Like, she's not playing any games about that. She's not, like, kind of a morning person. Like, no. Like, she like to go to bed at a decent hour and she like get her ass up early. At the crack of Satan's ass every day.
Because I'm the most productive in the morning and, like, right before lunchtime.
Yes.
After that, like, you can't get nothing out of me after lunch. Like, that's it. Time to wind down.
And that's fair. So I can't do no, me and Mo can't do no late night adventures. That's not our life. Unfortunately.
Late night movies, I can't do it.
I want to go run the streets with my friends. But no, I can't do that with you because you're talking about, listen.
She got to really talk me into, like, what are we doing? What are we going?
And she will ask, like, okay, but what time is it going to be over? And if it's 9, if it's, like, you know, creeping up on her bedtime, she would look at me and be like, Kim, I'm ready to go.
I had a classmate on Friday night. He was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to the movies after class. I said, I'm sorry, what?
Oh, yeah, because y'all got it at 10.
We got class at 10. I was like, what time did that movie start? He said, like, 10:30. So I'm like, movies start that late?
Mm-hmm.
Who is that for? Not for me.
No, not for you.
I would never.
But me and I need like a little late movie. I find that couples like late movie. I mean, we're not a couple. That sounded very
a couple of friends.
Yes, a couple of friends, right? But like, I find that a lot of couples like late night movies. I enjoy it.
In my younger days, like,
what is that thing? Okay, so New Year's. I know Granny made you spend the night at church. Was that your thing? Yes, you. You never spend New Year's at church?
No. Even if we do, like, we just go for a couple hours and then it's, like, over because they know people got other things they want to do.
What?
Yeah, so, like, probably let us out at, like, 11 or, like, maybe 10:30. At least that's what Bethel does.
Oh.
Like they'll have a little something, something.
Zion, we used to have, like, lock-ins and stuff.
But y'all would at least the full countdown at your church.
Yeah, see, we would at least stay till 12.
They would let us out. Maybe they do something when people stay later, but I know for us, we definitely used to leave. And they go to the landing.
Dang. I thought we were going to share this in this moment. Hello? Talk about strikes of hate. But not because it was late. I'm sure I was going to say, I'm sure you would have hated it because it was late. Late
AF. Get me out of here.
I don't want to be here. Like, it's the same thing every year, y'all. We don't have to do this.
What else people do late at night? Tricking, I guess.
Why does it always come back to tricking?
What? I think I just like that word. Yeah,
I mean, it is a funny word. I'm not mad.
Tricking.
My cousin asked me for the, I was going to say second time. It's probably been like the fourth. If he could be on the podcast. Talking about, I can't be on the podcast.
We're going to have some guests. But see,
let us know.
We just talked about this. I was like, they're not going to really be like special guests. I was like, hi, how are you? Like,
they
like
don't talk to us.
Yeah. They're going to kind of be joining our conversation. Like, that's it. This is our show.
Yeah. I bust out laughing. Listen, Mo's very territorial, so she don't want nobody coming in here thinking they can take over.
You're not running anything. You're just...
I mean, but whoever we invite knows one of us, obviously, and could talk to us, I'm hoping. And Calvin is a clown, so...
You would enjoy. You want him to be the first guest?
I don't know. I don't know about the first guest.
Just so we can break the ice. That's cool.
Fine.
When you want to do that?
I don't know.
Look, we got this thing on it right here, live on the air. Look, not live. Y'all know what I mean.
Right, definitely not live. But yeah, let us know if y'all would like guests. Just someone to pop in.
You want
to
try it next week?
Speak to us. Sure.
Okay, we're going to try that next week.
Ciao.
Tell him this is my couch, though.
I don't have time. already. See? You see how Mo is? Mo don't really want a guest. She just really wanted to be us, and I understand.
This is our trend now.
So, I was going to ask you, how was your weekend? First of all, Sunday, and I haven't talked to you this weekend.
I spent most of yesterday doing Camille's hair, because we kept taking breaks. Dominique came over, we jumped on the trampoline, stopped to eat. So, that took most of my day. And then I went to a study group with my classmates last night. And finally. I tried Crown Peach for the first time.
I wanted some Crown last night. I couldn't have any. You liked it?
Yeah, I did.
What'd you mix it with?
Nothing. I just had a little shot thing. Oh. I just really wanted to just taste it. Not a whole shot. Just a little splish splash.
A little swig.
Oh, that was some good stuff.
Yeah.
I'm a dark liquor person.
Same. I got Crown in my cabinet right now. But last night, I fucked up because I had a little cup of white wine first. And I was like, oh, I can't drink white wine and then dark liquor. I've done that before and it's not a good time. So I was like, okay, I got to stick to white liquor, which, ew. But it was fine. You know, it does the job. And but I really think, I used to think it was like a myth and everybody was just being extra. But I really think the above 25 crowd prefers dark liquor.
Yeah. Not switch, but I think that's where I'm at. Yeah. I've never been a strong drink or anything, but
also
the drinks that I've had, like, I've enjoyed the darker ones.
Yeah,
so I'm just gonna say I'm team dark liquor.
Okay.
Let's turn up, Kim.
Listen, that's another thing Mo don't do, drink. So if we try, we can't go out to no bar because the bars don't get popping until after Mo's bedtime.
When we went to J. Alexander, I had a lemon drop. I thought I was a grown bitch. When I tell you, I was at that fucking booth like, ooh, we gotta get out of here. Like,
what?
Ooh.
What's in a lemon drop?
What do they put in it? Some type of white liquor
okay.
and lemon shit. So, that's all I got for shit. You. I don't know. But that shit was strong as fuck. I thought it was gonna be a real cute little, light little something.
Like a little mix
something. That shit was about to take me out.
Really?
Yes.
Did you have something to eat?
Yeah.
Well, y'all was in jail. Yeah. Yeah, so.
That expensive ass crab cake.
Oh, that turned out that $35 crab.
Whatever, like some chicken or something. Like, girl.
Not that put you on your ass. Y'all, Jesus. We didn't tell them. Were we doing the podcast during the Miami? When we went to Miami?
No. No.
Was it?
No.
Okay. Well, listen. A story for another time, bitch.
So, see, that was edible. That wasn't drink. That was.
You was drinking too, though.
I was?
Yes.
Who was drinking, Kim?
We took a shot of whatever you had in your purse before we left the hotel room.
Isaiah gave me that Malibu.
Yeah. And it was enough. It was enough.
That tiny ass shit had us out. Okay.
We didn't even eat. I think we had ate in the middle of the day when we first got to Miami because we had dinner after. The point is that Mo being under the influence at late at night, because we didn't get out of that show till late. Then, again, we had to go to dinner after. Those two things mixed together, not.
And I'm a sleepy ass bitch. Like, I was tired.
That's what I'm saying. The bed was so, influence. Yes.
Ooh, you was sleepy,
and she was lit, so.
I was lit.
And, you know, those two, that plus that equals Kim trying to escort Mo back to the hotel.
Oh, my gosh.
In one piece. Once you got to the hotel, though, you was good. You had that cookie. Mo was out within 5 minutes.
I was upset we left the rest. I was like, we didn't get dessert.
We didn't get dessert because I thought you were dead. And I
told
that
we got to tell them now. Like,
we do.
What I did at the table, Kim.
Jesus. Okay, so Mo and I go to Fridays. It's our first day, or our first time at TGI Fridays, because Mo had never been. And
in
like,
Miami.
Love the pasta, right? After a show, we probably got out of that show at like, I'm going to say like 10. I really feel like it was like 10:30 or so. So Mo, again, is, she had edibles, she gotten drunk. Well, she didn't get drunk, but she did have a drink. So we get to the restaurant. We make it about, mostly through dinner, honestly. It was about the end of dinner, because we was getting ready to order dessert. And at one point, Mo, we sit in a booth, mind you. I'm looking at Mo, and she just, I can't even describe the motion. She just kind of like fell over, but it wasn't like it wasn't fast or abrupt. She just kind of like leaned over very slowly with her eyes closed. When I tell y'all that shit freaked me out. I have childhood trauma. If y'all don't know, my mother was ill when I was younger. So that really messed me up. And I was very scared. So I really was upset with her after the fact. So I'm looking like, Mo. So I get up from around the table, go over to your side, nudge you a little bit. You were like, huh?
I said, no, Kim, what's my favorite line? Oh. I got up and said, oh.
Literally. I was like, Mo. And she was like, oh, I just wanted to lay down. I'm like,
yeah, Kim.
Mo, you cannot. I was so, and there were people like across from us. Like it was a family across from us. So I was just so scared. Mind y'all, we in Miami. So if I gotta take her to the hospital, I don't know none of Mo insurance. I mean, I'm sure you had it on you, but I didn't know none of her insurance information. I don't even know where the closest hospital is. Like, I can't. I cannot do this. So anyway, she get up. I realized that she is not dead. Like, literally thought she was, something was going on. She get up, she goes to the bathroom. The guy, our waiter, comes back to the table because we were getting ready to box up our food and go. But she wanted to order dessert. So he was like, yeah, so did you want to? And I was like, no. Did you want to order dessert? No, I don't. Please just give me the check. We have to go.
But I was in that bathroom, Kim. When I tell you, I felt like I was in there for like an hour.
I was going to say, what were you doing in there?
I had a jumpsuit, so then I had my jacket on. I swear it took me an hour to take my clothes off.
You just went to the bathroom?
Yeah, I used it, but I felt like it took me so long. I didn't get redressed. I was like, Kim's probably like, wondering.
You kind of, yeah. Actually, I'm glad I didn't have to go. At no point did I think, oh, I gotta go get her. I was just counting on you being able to come back.
Oh, Jesus.
Because you walked there, so.
I wasn't, like, nodding off or, like, showing any signs of, okay,
no, you were talking to me? I'm not kidding. You were just talking to me. And then you just stopped. And then you just fell over. And I was so confused.
What a way to ruin a trip. If I was something really serious, like it happened.
Hello.
To
me, oh, I was so scared.
Oh, my God.
She get back. We get ready to go. Obviously, like, everything is boxed. I'm pretty sure you had some food left. I had him box it up, all that. Got the check. We paid. We left. We get in the car. And Mo says, Kim, you didn't get my dessert. I was like, Mo, you passed out. I didn't know you still wanted dessert. So we had to go to McDonald's and I had to get Mo a cookie.
Yay.
And so she got her cookie, and I'm not even kidding. By the time I pulled out of the McDonald's drive thru, you were asleep.
Not the fuck out.
Because you got in as soon as you. Actually, no, I'll take that back because you had to eat your cookie first. You ate some of your cookie, and then we got maybe like 2 minutes down the road, and then you were asleep. It was like a 20 minute drive to
I
the hotel.
I was so tired. Woo. Let me tell y'all what I did. I had edibles on deck. So we were putting our makeup on. I gave Kim a lollipop. I had a lollipop. I think we both finished. Of course, I know it takes time, but the shit was not hidden by the time we was on the way to the place. I'm like, all right. I got a cookie in my pocket. Let me bite half of this cookie. Bit the cookie. We in the show. Soon as we leave the show, ate the rest of the cookie. Because now I'm hungry. So now I'm just eating shit. We got to that restaurant. I think on the way to the restaurant, I bit another piece of another cookie.
I didn't know any of that. I didn't know any of that. Because you was like,
I should have told Kim what I was doing.
You was kind of nodding off in the show. And I was like, okay, I'm thinking it's just because it's dark in here. You know, it's late. Like, she just sleepy.
I was lit.
Jesus. Never again. But like I said, once I got you back to the hotel, everything was fine. I just was so relieved that I didn't have to take you to no hospital. Like, because that's another thing. It's like, if I got to take mom to the hospital, like, who the hell knows how long we stay here? It's only a 2-day trip. Hello? Like, only here, like, overnight. What are we going to do?
And then I'm going to go to jail because I have weed in my system? Or, like, how does that work? Like, something else to think about.
Whew, shit. So now I know Mo's limits. And we won't be doing that again.
But y'all gotta tell us where we should go next. What's our next trip?
We're within the range. You said something to me the other day when you were talking about going to Atlanta. You said it was you talking about climbing Stone Mountain, but the way that you said it. Yes, climbing Stone.
Okay, we'll just go to Atlanta climbing Stone.
Which, I mean, technically is what it is. But the way you said it was just so funny to me. But yes. Where are we going? Shit, we ain't going nowhere. This coronavirus said, bitch, you're not going nowhere.
Yeah.
Where you going? Nowhere. Hey. Shit, you thought you was going to have a good time.
Unless you're going to drive.
I wouldn't try. Listen, but closed, I don't want to go up the street.
Right.
Like, I'm scared to go anywhere now. Like, hello?
They're closing everything. If Disney World is closed, like, this is it. We must be at the end.
I just got an email from Publix saying they closed in 2 hours early.
So, today?
Period. Forever until Corona say we off y'all ass.
My thing was, everything is closing. You know, everybody's shutting down things. Schools are closed, blah, blah, blah. Is there a big ass wave of the virus that's about to hit the city and that's why everything wants to close?
No, like, that's exactly why they're trying to, that's what they're trying to prevent, is a big ass wave of it. Okay. They're trying to keep us in the house so that we don't spread it.
Okay.
So it's less a panic of, oh my God, we're all going to die, and more of a, like, we need to stay in the house or we might all catch it and die. All right.
Who's going to watch these kids, Kim?
I truly, my sympathy is with y'all. Like, I know being in the house with a child who got all this energy and just want to get the fuck out, I know that's hard, and I'm praying for you every step of the way.
And yeah, I think I work from home, so for me, it might be okay because I work from home, but for people who, yeah, got to go to work,
right.
Where the kids gonna go?
Yeah.
Trash. And I don't know, probably when we get to work and check our email, they might say something about it. Mm-hmm. You know, they're very lenient with us. They're like, okay, y'all need to take time. Mm-hmm. I remember one time, Betsy texted me like, oh, do you need to take off time? She texts everybody. It was around the hurricane time.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, yeah, my daughter's out of school. I'll just take today off or something like that.
See, me, the single and childless.
Bring your kids to Kim's house.
They absolutely expect my answer. Like, to me, because even during the hurricane, it was like, bitch, I still got to go to work. Everybody's, you know, having a great time because everybody's at the house, not working. But I still got to work. Right. I already work here.
I'm not trying to get no PTO for this either. So I'm just going to work.
If anything, I feel like our jobs, we the main bitches that still got to work. Like, because we work for hospitals. So we definitely still got to be at the workplace. I wish it felt different, though. Because, like, I was seeing some people say on Twitter, like, you know, a lot of people who normally work in the office are getting sent home to work. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, plan on bullshitting. Because it's like, we're not used to this format. Like, you know, you can't really expect us to get anything done. You know, that whole thing. Not us. Hell no.
Y'all been here too long. Don't play with us. But like I said, I think they're very lenient. Don't let them more juice.
Yeah, you do. It's right there.
Oh, you sound like you get upset.
Yes. You get upset very quickly. Did you think it disappeared? Juice,
yeah. So that's about to happen. So school's out. So these kids, well, Camille was never on spring break, but the other kids, like public school, mm-hmm. they were on spring break. Yeah. So they should just got extended.
Duval County's closed?
Yeah, and Clay County.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, closed. Whole week.
What?
Maybe two. I think it's a week. I know of a week.
First of all, I didn't know that.
Found out Friday night.
Whoa, I thought, you know, other schools.
No, that's why I said we're going to watch these kids so they're out of school again.
Oh, shit.
And last week was just spring break. Oh, so shit. Now these kids got to stay.
Child, I went over there Friday and Casey in full effect. Mm. I'm like, hey, TT. I'm like, oh, God. Yeah. I knew he was going to be over here. Hello.
Casey gets another week over there now.
Listen, oh, my God. I mean, luckily, they old enough to, you know, fend for themselves. They be at home all day, all week, whatever.
We might get an email, you know, because they barely leave with us saying, hey, y'all need to stay with you. Oh, Kim. I don't have enough PTO for this. So I'm going to be forced to work while Camilla's like in my ear.
Yes.
Mommy, I want a snack.
That's what I'm saying, Mo. What are you going to do?
Mommy wants for lunch. Mommy, I'm going to take a rest and then don't take a fucking nap. Like, girl, leave me alone. Please.
Oh, my God. Jesus, fix it. I did not know that. The
Thank you, Rona. Schools are
closed for at least another week. Oh,
girl,
my
yes.
God. I know they happy, though. Party!
What them kids? I'm in school.
or do online school. See, that's another thing. Well, back in our day 10 years ago, really wasn't that long ago. I never thought about doing school online. Like, bitch, how was we?
I got a line sister. She's a teacher. She's talking about, I'm sitting up here making these damn online virtual assignments. Half of these kids ain't got no fucking computer. Hello? And no tablet. So what's the point?
What is the point? Because we were fortunate to have our own. Like, we had a house computer and then we had our own laptops, most of us. But these kids, like, somebody pointed out on Twitter too, like, internet is not a luxury. Everybody needs it. I really wish I would stop acting like it's a luxury to have the internet. You can't do anything in the world without the internet. Nothing. Everything is online. So, like, not in 2020, baby. It's not 1986 no more.
We pay our bills online.
We do everything online. So, people need internet.
People blow my mind. Was it Harvey's? People still go up there and, like, pay their JEA bill. I'm like, y'all. I was like, what is this?
Didn't you tell me granny still mail in some
bills? Girl, got on my fucking nerves. I was like, granny, don't do your grandma. Online. Pay this. Don't do your grandma. She's on the phone trying to pay stuff. I'm like, girl, I know it's an app for that.
I know it's an app for that.
But I was up there like, is there a discount for this? Is that why y'all doing this? Because if it's a discount, I'm standing in line and pay my JEA too. Mm-hmm. No, they're just up there paying their bill. No.
And I'm just saying all that to say, like, it needs to be, like, internet needs to be made cheaper. Like, it needs to be made more widely available. Like, because people really be trying to act like, oh, if you poor, you know, the internet should be the first thing you cut. Like, cable is different. Cable is different. Internet, no.
I don't know too many people who have cable now.
That's what I'm saying. Internet is cable now. Shit.
Hello?
It might as well be cable. So, I don't know. I feel like this whole virus is exposing everything wrong. It's what we got going on.
Why is the tissue flying off the shelves?
I'm wondering the same thing. I'm thinking because people... Okay, so I'm one person. You know, I have a one-person household. I'm thinking maybe y'all are buying it for a family, but even I don't understand why the tissue paper is flying off the shelves, like you said.
Maybe because the kid's out another week. They feel like these kids gonna run through this tissue or... Like, I didn't get it.
I don't get it either.
And mind you, I was out of tissue. So I had to go get tissue and it wasn't shit. So I was like, what the fuck did I miss?
Damn, it was none?
Yeah, so I had to pay a high-ass price at Home Depot. A 8-pack was $13.48.
I forgot they do sell stuff like that at Home Depot, but like, who wants to buy that at Home Depot?
And they jack the prices up. That's the issue. People have been jacking up the prices of things that they're clearly running out of because supply and demand issues, but it's like, bitch, y'all trying it.
Jesus.
And one of the workers was like, I wouldn't buy that. I'm finna quit too. I was like, don't be that way. But he clearly was just pissed at his job, but he definitely was like, I would not buy that shit. They done just jacked up that price. And I was like, if I ain't had this Home Depot car, I won't be buying it either. Oh, and if the shelves weren't clear at every other store, I would not be here either.
Oh, yeah.
I went in there for a toilet paper. What's that shit called? What's this thing called to flush a toilet? A handle. Whatever. Because ours broke. And I was like, well, shit, I might as well just go ahead and get some tissue and some laundry detergent. The tissue was like sky high and they barely had any. And I was like, oh, fuck.
You heard about that guy in Tennessee who got $17,000 or 17,000 bottles of hand sanitizer that he can't get rid of?
What?
He drove. Listen, I read this shit. Because I had seen this. Yes, I seen this story so many different places, like Twitter, just everywhere I seen it. So I finally read it last night. And he drove over 1,300 miles to several different states to get as much hand sanitizer as he possibly could, like as much cleaning supplies as he could, just so he could sell it back online at a profit. Go to hell. Go straight to hell. You are hoarding supplies. Like, do y'all understand that? Us, like, the disease not spreading counts on everybody washing their hands and everybody being clean, not just you. Like, if you are hoarding the supplies that no one else can get, nursing homes, all these places, you're fucking up the whole ecosystem here. And I'm like, okay, not only that, but you selling it, or like you drove to all these places to pick up all these supplies with the specific intent to sell it at, like, sky-high prices. They say he made at least $40,000 already before Amazon and eBay cut him off. Because they cut a bunch of listings off for people who were price gouging and just trying to make a profit on, obviously, this virus.
Trash.
Trash. So now he got a bunch of shit that he can't get rid of. He can't sell.
He's going to get the Facebook market, I guess. But this is all the options. Anyway,
he said now he's going to donate it. And the funny thing is in his story, he was literally quoted as saying, like, something like, you know, I just wanted to make a profit. I didn't expect to be, or I didn't want to be the guy on the news for hoarding 20,000 bottles of whatever. And I was like, that's exactly what you are, sir.
That's exactly what you did.
I was like,
you didn't expect us to call you out about your shit, sir. That now you go to jail if you feel bad. People have been buying like baby wipes up. So like people who obviously got asses to wipe, they can't wipe their baby ass because you done bought all these baby wipes.
And people, oh, well, why did y'all wait till then? Why did y'all wait till, because a lot of us live paycheck to paycheck and we have to wait till
we get literally paid. Was like, we got no fucking toilet tissue. I'm looking online, all the toilet tissues gone off the shelves. I'm like, what the fuck am I finna do? Because I'm the person that really needs it now.
Yeah.
So I had to pay the $13 price for tissue.
I just bought tissue last week before, you know, this got super, super crazy. And so hopefully.
I was really hoping you would explain to me why these people want all this fucking tissue.
I don't know. I really think it's just panic buying. Like, I really think that's all
they
it
saw
is.
They
it's
sold out, so you just wanted to grab some too, just in case.
You're just trying to get as many essential items as you need. But I guess, like, I don't know why toilet paper, like water, food. I don't know why toilet paper. I know why we need it, but I don't quite know why y'all buying it in bulk.
We can lock these houses like,
for the rest of our lives. When really, they just need to get the people who are already infected, they just need to get them quarantined. So that, you know, we don't have to worry about stopping the spread of it anymore, because that is truly what all this panic is about.
How many cases do we have in Florida?
I don't know, but I just heard a TSA worker in Orlando just got tested positive for it. And if you're a TSA worker in Orlando, you probably see thousands of people a day.
Hell yeah.
So that means potentially thousands of people have it. And from Orlando, they are dispersing to the rest of Florida. So God only knows what's about to happen.
People from all over the world go to Orlando, of course. Bitch.
Some lady in New York just died. They recorded their first case of, like, a death. But then I've been hearing about a few more cases where people who have fully recovered and are totally fine now. So.
Oh, fuck. I'm on top of this. To find out what's going on in ghetto news. I'm going to shade room.
Girl, no, I don't follow the shade room. We never talked about DaBaby. We talked about it off.
We never talked
about it on the podcast. So DaBaby. This was in Tampa too. Like, did you know that? That happened in Tampa. And they had an update too. That girl's trying to sue him now. But he was in Tampa at a show and he was like walking through the crowd, I guess. And at some point, I only saw the video like maybe once, maybe twice. Cause I was like, what the fuck? So he walks through the crowd and all of a sudden he just slaps somebody. You can't really see who the person is that he slaps. Not in the video that I saw, but I heard there are like multiple angles of it. And later he got on Instagram. I think he was on his stories and was like apologizing, saying that he didn't know it was a female in his slap.
Oh, because when he was online, he put his camera up with the flash on, like to the camera, so we could, I guess, see how he felt.
Kept zooming in. Shut the fuck up. Sir, first of all, it's not the same. We're looking at you through a screen. Secondly, I personally feel like even if it was a man, that would have been like way out of line. Even if you had slapped a guy, like, what? Why are you reaching into the crowd just slapping random people? Like, I find that to be very odd. And the one thing he said on his live when he was doing the apology or whatever, a fake-ass apology, he was saying that he don't like his security to get rowdy with people. He was like, I don't really like my security pushing on people or, you know, getting rowdy and all that with the crowd. Sir, so they can't get rowdy. The people who are paid to get rowdy can't get rowdy, but you can get rowdy and slap random bitches in the
crowd. Because, sir, we're going to sue you.
I thought that was very strange. I'm like, okay, you don't want your security to get rowdy, but you could get rowdy. And it's like, this ain't the first time that you got, like, caught, like, putting your hands on somebody. I feel like he should refrain. Do you want to go back to jail? Or what's the deal? So, yeah, I read a story yesterday that said, or Friday, that said that girl is trying to sue him.
I believe it.
And she should.
And I don't blame
him. Why are you?
Get his ass. Take all his money.
Oh, and another thing, he got booed. Like, he didn't even perform.
They booed him
out of the damn arena. I was like, oh, it was serious.
This is the same one with the new baby mama, right? He cheated on his
baby mama.
Oh, sir.
I really enjoyed it. I mean, I still do. I still like his music or whatever, but I just thought that was very weird.
I think I know like 2 or 3 songs, I think.
I enjoyed his album.
Okay, he the guy, as soon as his music started, he started rapping. Right?
Yes,
that's him. Okay, child.
Big head. Imagine. That's how you identify him. Yes, that's him.
You know, Alexis Sky and Ari, they've been beefing or whatever through the Twitter. Yeah, 22 years. And they had a hosting, a double booking like type of host. So one was on one side, one was on the other side. So Alexis was like shooting birds at her, telling her to come over here. Because Ari was on Twitter, was like, bitch, when I see y'all on all the smoke, about, you know, just talking to big. So now it looks like Ari is scared. Because Ari didn't like
doing Ari, that. Who is Ari Baby Daddy?
That's G Herbo, right?
G Herbo. So who is Jada is Lil Baby. Baby. Okay. Mm-hmm. I get them kind of confused. Okay, so Ari and Alexis Sky are beefing.
Right.
Why are they beefing?
Because Alexis Sky said something about she was the one who put all these bitches on or something. Or she was...
What, her brand of Instagram girl?
Fuck. What was she trying to say? I see somebody got on her because they said she tried to copy Ari nails. So she trying to hit back and was like, bitch, I was the one who did all this and started all this and blah, blah, blah. Paved the way. That's what she tried to say. I paved the way for these bitches.
I thought she was saying laid the foundation.
So, of course. So, of course, everybody kind of came in with their two cents. And for some reason, her and Ari got into, I guess, the hardest. And it was talking about each other kids back and forth, blah, 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 blah.
Why? That is so... Would you ever talk about somebody's child? I would never. That baby don't deserve that.
Never say never.
Oh, my God.
That's all I'm going to say.
Oh my God, y'all can't have to be a true asshole for me to just talk cash shit about somebody's baby.
Oh, Jesus.
Just because your mama raggedy. Well, that is unfortunate. But again, nails, what?
All of nails.
Nails?
Or somebody saying they paved the way, and we all know
for who,
is.
Though?
So like, I would have just let that, like, girl.
For this brand of Instagram, I'm just confused. Like,
and that's when she got in. You know, Ari kind of really started going hard on her because Alexis was talking about, because Jada hopped in it.
Uh-huh.
So, of course, Alexis talking about, well, girl, I could have your baby daddy right now. I could go get him, blah, blah, blah. She tried to come at her with that type of energy. So, Ari kind of hopped in and was like, bitch, I'm going to all smoke behind Jada. You're not finna do that. And I don't know. And here go Lil Baby going to come on and talk about some, Ari, well, Alexis, I ain't never messed with you or something like that. Mm-hmm. So, he was trying to save face. We don't know how true it is.
No, we don't.
Because she could be telling the truth. Like, girl, she could. She was fucking your baby daddy.
Definitely could.
I probably still can.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's some truth to that.
It always is.
Jada and Lil Baby, they broke up. So, I mean.
I wonder how she's doing.
She seems to act okay. Like, she moved to a new place. She's telling us about her new furniture and stuff. She's the one out of all of them that I actually follow.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I just like her for some reason. Mm-hmm. I think it's a short people thing. Like, I don't know. But, because she's kind of short.
Like, physically short?
Yeah, like, what? Short girl thing.
Oh, that's cute. I don't know their life, but that's very adorable.
Yeah, she's moving out, moving on.
Go ahead. I thought of like two other things while you were saying that. One was
Remember I asked you, do you think if a celebrity did they break up, should the whoever's the richest one, should they pay for the next person to move somewhere else or wherever they're gonna live? What would you say? You say yeah.
I think we base everything on like if they had a child.
Oh yeah. So what if they don't have kids? It's kinda like aren't you on your own bitch? Type thing.
I guess so.
Oh, trash.
Legally, that's what it is. I mean, that only applies if you're married and alimony, you know, kicks in. But if you're not married, then, all right.
So imagine your ex was famous and y'all never had kids, but y'all definitely lived together. But it was together for some time. And y'all break up. It's just kind of like, all right, kick rocks, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
that's
no.
You better find you some shit to do while y'all are while y'all together.
Oh, no.
Because I know, like, what do you do? Like, you just go back to being a broke bitch? I don't know. What did Amber Rose do?
Amber
Rose started her business, right? Who was Amber Rose before Kanye West? And I'm not saying, like, I like Amber Rose, don't get me wrong, but that's how we were introduced.
I didn't know her from Kanye West's girlfriend. I knew her from that Nicki Minaj video.
What Nicki Minaj? That Massive horrible, attack. Yes, that oh, terrible man. Song.
That's what I knew Amber Rose
her
from.
Her first single. Wow, a throwback. God, that song was wretched. And I was so happy you brought up Nicki Minaj, because I really want, I don't know if we talked about this, but, yikes.
What?
Her husband getting arrested. Mm. Not like, listen, y'all could go up to the courthouse and get that marriage license. Y'all can't register him as a sex offender.
Ooh.
And that's the thing, is like, Nicki, girl, I understand, you know, she tried to make her case for him or whatever. I mean, I don't know, because I didn't look into the story, and to be honest, I don't really too much care. But the law is that he is a sex offender. He was convicted. That's just the way the cookie crumbles. So, and I didn't even know it was a state thing. I thought once you register everywhere. But I really, truly didn't know that you had to register in each state that you actually live in. Mm-hmm. Y'all moved from New York, or you moved him from New York, because I'm pretty sure Nicki Minaj already lived in L.A. You moved him from his little two-bedroom apartment in New York to L.A., and you didn't, and then I heard that they pulled him over, like, somebody pulled him over in, like, a traffic stop in November, back in November, and they were going to arrest him for it then, but the feds told them, no, like, we're already pursuing that charge. So it's like, you knew they were going to arrest you in November for this.
I wonder why they didn't do it. Is it a long process? Like, I don't...
Well, no, because they, like, I think California was going to arrest him, and then the U.S. government said, don't arrest him because we're already pursuing charges, so they were just like, okay, whatever. So the feds wanted him. So they let it go. But you had all this. They didn't arrest him until, like, what, February, March? So you had from November to then to register. And you didn't register. Why? I just don't understand.
QTNA. I don't know. I don't know what she's going to do.
And they talking about, oh, now Nicki address got to be listed. Which, of course, anybody gets Nicki Minaj's house. I'm sure she got security. But, like, we know where you live. Like, that's embarrassing. That's really what it all comes down to.
Did she ever say anything about it?
I didn't hear nothing from Nicki. We'll see. Obviously, she bailed him out. And I just read a headline literally last night that said he requested to be able to use the internet. And I think the judge denied it or something like that. Because when you're a sex offender, you can't have social media, apparently. But
oh, that's why his ass ain't on Instagram. She made it seem like he too cool for school. He don't be worried
about it. He don't worry about this social media stuff. He can't be on Instagram, Onika.
I know they was reading her ass in the comments for that one.
For filth.
I didn't even know that. Okay. Yes. Yeah, it would make a lot of fucking sense.
And hello? But apparently, it's not even just social media. He can't use the internet, period. He's not supposed to be on the internet at all. So, he apparently requested it. I don't know if the judge denied it or not, but I did read that he requested it. But yeah, I'm just like, that's so embarrassing. Because it's not like it's Safari. Okay, Safari came, like, we know him as a person who used to date Nicki Minaj or whatever, but eventually they broke up. He got his own thing. Regardless of how small y'all might think it is, it's his own thing. Meek Mill is obviously a famous person as well. We knew him. It's just as long as we've known who Nicki Minaj is. So, but this man, he's just Nicki Minaj's husband. That's how people, when they write about him, that's how they introduce him. It's not like, you know, you could just put Safari alone. You could just put Meek Mill alone. You can't put this man alone. You got to put who he's associated with, and it's you. And that's embarrassing. That's embarrassing.
What's going to ask about being a sex offender? If you get caught, like, having sex, like, out in public, don't that make you?
Yeah, you have to register as a sex offender. I think it's for a decent exposure.
Yeah.
Lewd behavior.
Damn. Okay. So that means we wouldn't, not we, but if, of course, if we got caught like, running naked somewhere, we would have to, like, delete our social media or, like, that's how that works? Mm-hmm. Ew, okay.
That's what they be telling y'all. I'm having sex in the car.
Hello? Oh, shit.
On the beach.
So how do it work if you having sex in the car, like, in front of your house?
I think that's a good question.
Like, on your own property? I think on your own property might be okay, but maybe, I don't know how an apartment complex would work. Well, because when it's all counted your property.
Yeah.
He was like, damn, I'm a sex offender. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, like, if a police officer come and knock on my window and be like, because, I mean, what do you say? Oh, my house is right here. Okay, then why aren't you in it? Like, what do you do? Yeah, you have to register as a sex offender for quite a few things. So,
damn.
You did it in New York. Like, it ain't like we already don't know. You might as well just go ahead and file that paperwork. Now you caught up in the legal system because you didn't do it. And you got it. And they go, while you in the penitentiary, they're going to register you as a sex offender.
Bro, it's like an app or something you can use to see how many registered sex offenders are in your area.
Oh my god, that is so. They can't live too close to schools.
But what's petty is, like I said, you was fucking in your car, like.
Yes, very much so.
That's why. Now I gotta register. So now my neighbors looking at me like, oh, she got right. I don't know what she did. But
I wonder if they put your charge on there. Like, I didn't rape anybody.
Right. Like, let's let that be clear. Like,
I was just doing it at the beach.
I was young and dumb. Hello.
I don't even know if it's like a lifetime thing or I think if you depending on the offense. It's a lifetime thing.
I would hope. But not the sex on the beach or sex in the car thing.
Right, be for the rest of your life. I think those kind of drop off. But listen, I don't know. I don't really know.
It's me talking about, so what about my own property? You're trying to find people.
Take your ass in the house. Oh my God, I just like, Nicki, girl, how do you save face from that? Like, what can she even say if she responds to that? What can she say?
I'm still stuck on, oh, yeah, my nigga ain't on social media. Bitch, because he can't be.
Because he cannot be.
I did not put those two. I didn't know that.
And when it was so at funny. A school in Trinidad, when she went to go visit for Carnival, ooh, it's like, you can't be there either, sir. Right. What are you doing? Nikki, that's what I don't understand, is that she's so beautiful. Like, she's rich, famous, again, gorgeous. You can have any man breathing currently. You can have whoever you want. And you chose him? I can't believe I thought Meek Mill was the worst person she dated. He was there. Now, when you look at the entire lineup,
you didn't like
he was
her and Meek?
Not really, no. And you know what the problem was? That she just dated him at the worst time. I actually love Meek Mill. Like, I quite enjoy him as a rapper, person, all that. But she was dating him when he was beefing with Drake, when he was just going through that whole weird section of his career where nobody liked him, weirdly.
Yeah.
So it was just like, you dated him at his worst.
Aww.
And I, again, like, who would have thought that I, when looking at the entire lineup now, of all the people I know Nicki Minaj to have dated, Meek Mill is the best. And I used to think that he was just as bad as the rest of them. No, no, Kenneth Petty is definitely topped it. And I'm like, all because you wanted to, all because you wanted to be Miss Petty? What's the point? Fuck, that's so embarrassing. But yeah, there was something else I want to talk about too, that I thought about while you were talking about Jada and them. Who are some celebrities? I don't know. I'm mad. I had something and I lost it.
Oh, okay. What's on the agenda for you this week?
I don't know.
I'm also hoping they cancel our classes and our clinics, so I ain't got to rub on nobody this week. That's what I'm hoping.
Oh, you know what? That's a good point.
But the people want their money, so I'm not going to close the clinic.
Everybody wants their money.
Right.
So I need a full comprehensive list of all the things that are closed.
What's crazy? I've been ignoring all the emails I've been getting because I thought they were all just kind of saying, oh, yeah, we're going to keep our place clean and make sure everybody is up to date. But they could have been saying, oh, we're going to actually close.
Urban Outfitters. I saw it on Instagram that Urban Outfitters is closing. I mean, who's going to Urban Outfitters right now? But there, I also saw that their people are still getting paid.
It must be nice.
Oh,
if we get come to work to an email that say, okay, we're going to let y'all be off, y'all will still get paid. No, they're going to take it out of IPTO. I don't trust it.
I hope in a global pandemic, y'all would pay. Like, stop. That's what I mean, this isn't what I want to bring up, but I think we should bring this shit up because this is important. Whole Foods CEO talking about suggesting that, the employees who are not sick should consider donating their PTO to employees that are sick. Or, it's a wild thought, you could give the people who are sick their time off and pay them anyway because y'all are a $1 billion corporation and we know exactly how much the nigga that owns y'all makes. Stop fucking playing with us.
Hello.
We're talking about donating my PTO. So I have to donate my PTO to the people who are sick instead of you, the people with the actual money who can actually afford to pay them.
Because what they make in a week is a drop in the bucket for you. Like, not probably not even. It's probably not even a scratch to your wallet. Pay these people.
These billionaires gotta
go. Give us our things.
They gotta go. I truly could not believe it. Imagine ACA being like, yeah, y'all should donate y'all. No! Give them these people their money and let them be off. What are you talking about?
So I work so hard too. Can you like, go to hell.
Go to fucking hell. I hate y'all.
I hate it.
So yeah, I need a list of all the things that are gonna be closed again. We're still expected to work. Nothing about my life changes.
So this weekend, everything is like cool and normal. But like starting on what tomorrow, things are gonna be kind of iffy.
I think so.
I'm glad I ain't got nowhere to go. I don't think. What I gotta do, Kim?
I don't know.
Look,
I did go to Target on Friday, and I was like, it was busier than normal. I think at that time, but it wasn't as busy as I thought it was gonna be. But I feel like it was even before the craze, like. Mm. Because it just didn't seem like everybody was buying shit up. And then it seemed like over 24 hours,
right.
Everybody's buying every fucking thing up. And I'm like, well, what are we going to do? Listen, as long as the donut shop is not closed.
Really?
And they literally posted that too. Because they was like, oh, we have an announcement. I think they posted it on their story. And then I went to their page to actually see the post. I was like, fuck, they're going to be closed. And they were like, oh, we're open till further notice. Bitch, I need a donut.
Are you talking about what's the place we get to? It's called Sweet. Good dough.
Yeah.
So you're talking about them?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought someone else called the donut shop. I'm like, oh, what's that?
No, yeah. No. Good dough. My faves. But yeah. I'm pissed. I can't think of what I was going to talk about.
Why? As soon as we stopped the podcast, she's like, oh, damn, this. She's still thinking.
I am still thinking. Because we're talking about Jada. Oh! Kim Kardashian.
What'd she do?
Child.
No, my cousin. So.
She wished Tristan Thompson a happy birthday. I don't know. I just feel like something about that don't really sit right with me.
I think think on the low, they back cool with him. So
of course. On the high, they back. Yeah. They back cool with him. Like, oh, I can't wait to celebrate. Surprise. Jordan Woods over here, you know, just.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all made her, and, you know, she couldn't eat without Kylie supporting her family. And, you know, Jordan's just trash. But, oh, Tristan, get a birthday post. I'm just like, I don't know. I find that to be very, very odd.
You think they really still don't talk to Jordan? Or it's kind of like something they don't publicize
anymore? I don't know. You know, that's a good point.
I think Kylie probably still talks to on the low.
I think you make a good point. Because I really do. I mean, even though Kylie picked up this new girl as her best friend. As her Instagram best friend. Kylie hired someone else for her Instagram best friend. So, I don't know. But, I don't know. I don't like that at all. Like, y'all really drag this girl in front of millions of people. And I get that, like, that's true, daddy or whatever. And I guess y'all gotta maintain some sort of stability. But, like, what? Like, Kim, girl, you was the same person on the Kardashians on TV. Like, flat out wanting to ignore him because you found out he cheated on your sister while she was carrying his child. Like, and now y'all right just like, oh, I can't wait to celebrate with you. And you at the... You at the sideline of his games, cheering him on. I just find that to be disgusting for whatever reason. So, especially because y'all really dragged the fuck out of Jordan. Like, made it seem like she was a poor, destitute bitch before y'all met her.
And that's not true. That's the first time I ever heard your phone ring a kid like that. You just on vibrate.
Hey, kiddo. I just realized it was 11. I'm finna, I'm done recording the podcast now, so I'm finna leave. Kiddo, I'm dressed and I'm ready. I just haven't left. Okay, kiddo. Bye.
That wasn't FaceTime, was it?
No.
Okay. Y'all really don't talk on FaceTime?
No, we really don't.
Blow my mind.
But, you know what? I don't know if I ever told you, but he was jealous when I told him that we talk on FaceTime.
All the time. Yeah. like, if I don't call him on FaceTime, it's like, what the fuck is happening? Like,
he was like, well, I think it's because I told him and I was like, this is before I told him that we talk on FaceTime all the time, but I was telling him like, oh yeah, like, you know, I didn't want to talk to Chelsea on FaceTime at first at all. Like, I really wanted to talk to her on the phone, and I was talking about how we were talking about it, and he was like, So I think he was thinking, like, I just didn't FaceTime with anybody. And I was like, no, me and Mo FaceTime, like, for hours and hours. And
he every was, day.
Yeah. And he was like, you got me fucked up. But okay. Like, all right. Okay, but yeah. So, I mean, just call me and I'm late for a date. So.
Right.
We got to get the fuck. Follow us on Twitter. We're at The Even Exchange on Twitter. And on Instagram, we're Even Exchange Podcast. On Instagram, I am Kimberly Latrice. Mo is Hey Pretty Lady _. She's been that for, 8 years now?
Oh, yes, girl.
And I think that's it. We didn't have anything else to say. So, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.